This is Pastor Emery. In Revelation 17, we read of a woman dressed in scarlet riding a red beast. In previous broadcasts, I have identified that red beast as red communism. Since the woman is riding the red beast, she would be the controller of the red beast, the controller of red world communism. Can that scarlet woman of Revelation 17, called Mystery Babylon the Great, be identified in the world today? The answer is yes. We are continuing our Bible study series on the Mystery Babylon in Revelation 17 and 18. The story of Mystery Babylon the Great is the prophecy of current world history and the prophecy of what will happen in the coming years as the great Antichrist world power, which now rules all nations, is destroyed, thereby preparing the earth for the kingdom reign of Jesus Christ. Chapter 17 is John's description of the vision he saw of the scarlet woman riding the red beast and the angel's explanation to him of what this represented. From the angel's words, it is plain the scarlet woman, Mystery Babylon the Great, was a great world-ruling system opposed to Christ and Christianity. The angel said in verse 18, "The woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth." In the next verses, the angel describes briefly Babylon's filth and wickedness, declares that she is fallen, and then God calls his people to come out of Babylon. Verse 4 and 5 of Revelation 18, "And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities." That the coming out of Babylon will be accomplished only by destroying her is evident in the next two verses, verse 6 and 7, "Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her work. In the cup which she hath filled, fill to her double. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her, for she saith in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow." As I stated last week, this leaves no room for any such unscriptural doctrine as the pre-tribulation rapture of the church. God's people are called to battle against Mystery Babylon, not called to leave the earth to her rule. The doctrine of the secret rapture is actually a neutralizing theme insinuated into the teaching of the churches for the purpose of preventing Christians from opposing Babylon's evil rule. It has been quite effective. But thank God, tens of thousands of professing Christians are beginning to question that teaching. They are searching the Holy Bible and finding no foundation for the rapture doctrine in God's Holy Word. Revelation 18, verse 7 through 9. "How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her, for she saith in her heart, I sit a queen, and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death, and mourning, and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication, and live deliciously with her, shall bewail her, and lament for her, when they shall see the smoke of her burning." You'll notice here that the kings of the earth are not only in agreement with this scarlet woman called Babylon the Great, but the scripture says she lived deliciously, and that they lived deliciously with her. This indicates they lived in great wealth and splendor, lacking nothing in the material realm. Now the word kings here does not necessarily mean monarchs, as some might think. It actually means leaders or rulers, those who control the nations or the people. Some nations do have what they call kings, but they are often nothing more than figureheads, and the real control is in the hands of a man or men behind the scenes. We can see that that is true even in the so-called democracies like the United States. We have a president, but he is not really the one who controls the operation of the government of the United States. In America at the present time, the Secretary of State actually has been given more power than the president. The president is the visible head, but few Americans know that some years ago, the then President Nixon signed an executive order giving Henry Kissinger, as Secretary of State, power to act for the president in all matters involving foreign nations. This power has never been rescinded, either by Congress or following presidents. So the Secretary of State can sign secret agreements and treaties with both non-communist and communist nations upon his own authority, binding the government and the people of the United States to those treaties and agreements, and he does not even have to consult the President or the Congress. This power was revealed in the so-called war scare in 1973 between the Egyptians and the Jews. Mr. Kissinger, acting as Secretary of State, gave the order to alert all U.S. military forces all over the world, cancel all leaves, ordered all military personnel to report to their bases, ordered the movement of U.S. Navy ships to the eastern end of the Mediterranean, and the movement of U.S. soldiers and Marines to Europe, all without consulting President Nixon. In fact, President Nixon didn't even know the alert had been ordered and was in operation and the troops were moving until he was informed of it the next morning by aides. This same situation continues, with the president going around making speeches and carrying out protocol with the heads of foreign states, but the actual control of the U.S. government is in the hands of the Secretary of State and others who have been appointed to positions of control. In that fashion, they would come under this title here in Revelation 18 as kings. So don't necessarily look for crowned monarchs to be allied with Mystery Babylon. It would be any person or persons who control a nation. They could be dictators, elected presidents, or others who may have gained control through bribery, blackmail, or deceit. Control is the deciding factor, not their title. We also see in these verses that Mystery Babylon is completely sure of her power and is not fearful that she shall lose it. She says in verse 7, I sit a queen, and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. The 47th chapter of Isaiah is a parallel prophecy to Revelation 17 and 18. In the first verses of that chapter, God warns her of her coming destruction, and accuses her in verse 7 through 8 of this audacity and confidence. Isaiah 47, verses 7 and 8. And thou saidest, I shall be a lady forever, so that thou didst not lay these things to thy heart, neither didst remember the latter end of it. Therefore hear now this, thou that art given to pleasures, that dwellest carelessly, that sayest in thy heart, I am, and none else beside me, I shall not sit as a widow, neither shall I know the loss of children. And then he tells her, through the prophet, what will happen to her. Verse 9, But these two things shall come to thee in a moment, in one day. Remember, it said one day in Revelation 18. The loss of children and widowhood, they shall come upon thee in their perfection, for the multitude of thy sorceries, and for the great abundance of thine enchantments. For thou hast trusted in thy wickedness, thou hast said, None seeth me, thy wisdom and thy knowledge, it hath perverted thee, and thou hast said in thine heart, I am, and none else beside me. God tells her that she trusted in her wickedness, but note the phrase, Thou hast said, None seeth me. In other words, she thinks no one knows about her, that no one knows of her existence, she thinks her power is secret and hidden from the people. In previous broadcasts, we have seen that the red beast upon which the woman sat is literally world communism, the red system of subversion, murder, and war on which the Scarlet Woman rides to her conquest of the world. The Scarlet Woman is not communism, but is the power which controls and directs red communism and has control of world trade, money, and political control of the governments of the nations of the world. Although many people do see the communist threat to Christianity, most do not see that there is a secret control behind communism which controls and directs all communist activity in the world. Bella Dodd, who was a member of the Communist Party in America during the 1930s, broke with the Communist Party during World War II and gave extensive testimony to congressional committees about her years in the Communist Party. One part of her testimony was especially revealing and gave proof of the existence of a secret power over and above the Communist Party. She stated that during the first months of World War II, after the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, and we declared war on Germany, there was a breakdown in contact between Moscow and the American Communist Party because of the newly instituted restrictions on travel in America by non-citizens. To her amazement, and somewhat to her confusion, she and other high American communist officials were directed by Moscow agents to make contacts with certain Wall Street banks in New York City. This they did, and she testified that they then received orders for carrying on the activity of the Communist Party in America directly from those Wall Street bankers. She continued in the party for some years after that, finally becoming disillusioned when she realized that communism was nothing more than a tool of the international bankers and financiers to further their economic control of all the nations and the peoples of the world. Communism provided the revolutionists, the bomb throwers, and to some extent the wars by which international financiers obtained mortgages against every nation and every worker on the earth. Her testimony was given over 30 years ago, yet young people all over the earth and in America continue to be deceived into joining communist agitation and revolution, shouting slogans against Wall Street, not knowing that the international financiers in New York, in London, in Paris, Switzerland, and Moscow are the real controllers of all revolutions and disruptions all over the world, and that communists are not working to release the people from international financier control, but to make that control complete. Although liberal and left-wing commentators and writers in America and other nations pour out tons of propaganda against what they call exploitation of the workers by capitalism, they are totally silent about such things as those workers being forced to pay bankers $100,000 in interest for a $40,000 loan on their home or farm, or those workers being taxed several thousand dollars a year by their government to pay the bankers interest on the national debt, on state debt, on school bonds, highway bonds, sewer bonds, water bonds, street bonds, bonds for civic centers, and so on. Communists always rail at the businessman and the factory owner and the producer, but they say absolutely nothing about the parasitic banking system which drains hundreds of billions of dollars in usury from the workers of America every year. The Rockefellers, the Kissingers, and other rulers of the so-called capitalist nations travel scores of times in and out of the nations which are supposed to be their deadly enemies, and nothing happens to them. They smile, embrace, toast each other with vodka, and take vacations at resorts guarded by red soldiers at the very same time other red soldiers in other parts of the world are busy slaughtering millions of human beings. The Henry Kissingers, Rockefellers, and others are supposedly the top representatives of the hated capitalists. But have you ever heard of a communist demonstration against Henry Kissinger? No, you have not. What power is it that prevents liberals or communists from writing or speaking or demonstrating against the Henry Kissingers? Is it some power higher than communism? Can that power be what God is describing in the books of the prophets and in the book of Revelation called Babylon? Can it be the Scarlet Woman, which rides on and controls the red beast of communism? Can it be the power that says in Isaiah 47:10, "None seeth me," and in Revelation 17 is called a mystery? Of course it is. It is the power Bella Dodd found out about when communications within the Communist Party were disrupted, and she was ordered in the emergency to go direct to the source of that power, right to the plush offices of the billionaire bankers in New York City. Our people look on in confusion as nation after nation falls to what is called communism, and billionaire bankers and financiers go right on doing business with the new red government, right while that red government is exploiting and even killing its people. Is it ignorance on the part of the billionaire financiers, or is the ignorance on the part of our people who do not see their connection? Revelo Oliver once wrote, "It takes hundreds of millions of dollars to bring about a revolution in a nation, yet the gullible Americans still think communism is a movement of the poor." No, communism has never been a movement of the poor. It has always been financed and controlled in secret by the super rich. Students of Bible prophecy should ask themselves, what is the power that can see that none can buy nor sell without a certain mark called in the Bible the mark of the beast, if it is not control of money? And the poor of the world do not control the money of the world, nor do the communists. That control is in the hands of the international financiers. This hiding of the real control of red communism is why God surnames that red power by the name mystery. To the vast mass of humanity, and even to the majority of Christians, it was and still remains a mystery. But thank God that the wicked rulers of mystery Babylon have not hid themselves from a just and righteous God. And as we see here, their destruction, the end of their rule over America and over the earth, will come in a very brief span of time. It will come as a surprise to them, and they will be helpless to save themselves. In Revelation 18:8, God says, "Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her." In Isaiah 47 and verse 9 it says, "But these two things shall come to thee in a moment, in one day," and then lists her destruction. Turn to the epistle of James in the New Testament. In chapter 5, James writes of rich men and of destruction by fire. Remember, Babylon represents wealth and will be destroyed by fire. Listen to James, beginning in verse 1 of chapter 5. "Go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Ye have heaped treasure together for the last days." And then he speaks of exploitation of the workers, which is exactly what communist nations do to produce cheap goods, which are then sold on the markets of the world by the capitalists who control world trade. Verse 4, "Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. Ye have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanton." And that phrase, charging the rich men of the earth with having been wanton, has the same meaning as the phrase in Revelation 18 and verse 3, where it says the kings and the merchants of the earth are committing fornication with mystery Babylon the Great. going on in James. Ye have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanton. Ye have nourished your hearts as in the day of slaughter. Ye have condemned and killed the just, and he doth not resist you. The next verse indicates this time of their destruction will be just before the second coming of Jesus Christ, which is also the same prophecy about Mystery Babylon. Verse 7, James 5. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. It is quite clear the rich men of James 5 are the same ones we read of in Revelation 17 and 18, who are called collectively Mystery, Babylon the Great, Mother of Harlots, and Abominations of the Earth. Following in that same vein, if you would like another study about rich men of Mystery Babylon from one of the stories told by Jesus Christ in the New Testament, I have a 90-minute cassette tape copy of a series I did on the radio some years ago on the rich man and Lazarus. The common teaching today is that that rich man was an individual who died and went to hell. The truth is, the rich man in that parable is Mystery Babylon the Great, and I demonstrate that from both Old and New Testaments over 1.5 hours on the radio. I don't want to repeat it on this series now, but if you would like to know the true biblical interpretation of the story of the rich man and Lazarus and its connection with Mystery Babylon, the rich man and Lazarus, next week, God willing, I will continue right on from there in the rest of Revelation 18, and we'll see more direct comparisons between Revelation 18, Jeremiah 51, and other prophecies in the Old Testament. Until next week when I return, God willing, this is Pastor Emery saying goodbye. God bless you, read your Bibles, and pray for Christian America.